Hey, Seminole family, thank you for joining me for another devotion. Today I want to talk about head faith versus heart faith. What are the benefits of really believing in Jesus Christ? What does it actually mean to really believe in Jesus? I could give you 50 benefits, but let me just give you four. These four will cover all the major areas. Four benefits of believing in Jesus. Number one, everything I've ever done wrong is forgiven. Everything I've ever done wrong is forgiven because of what Jesus did on the cross and dying for your sins and mine. God completely forgives you freely, completely, instantly, and repeatedly. Number two, I learn God's purpose for my life. That's the second big benefit. I learn God's purpose for my life. If we don't know our purpose, and most people don't know the purpose of their life, then we end up drifting through life. We get bounced around. Life controls us rather than us controlling life. Third benefit, I get God's strength for daily living. I get God's strength for daily living. I used to think this wasn't a big deal. But I realized this is the number one problem most people have today. For most people, the number one problem isn't worry or fear or guilt or even boredom or bitterness. Their number one problem is weariness. They're tired. Fourth thing, I'm guaranteed eternal life. The most famous verse in the Bible is John 3:16. It says, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. The Bible says this is what God wants to do. He wants you to believe in the one that he sent. So what does it mean to really believe in Jesus? A lot of people think they believe, but really they don't. They're going to miss heaven by like 18 inches. Because they got it here in the head, but not here in the heart. They have head knowledge about God, but they don't have a heart commitment to God. So they're going to miss heaven because they don't understand the full meaning of the word believe. I was talking about faith and believing to a guy over coffee one time. I said, so let me ask you, how do you know you're going to heaven? How do you know? And he goes, well, because I believe in God. Well, I go, well, good for you. Any other reason why you think you might be going to heaven? He said, well, because I believe in Jesus. I believe Jesus died on the cross for the sins of the world. I said, well, that's great. Would it surprise you if I told you that believing there is a God and believing that Jesus died on the cross is not enough to get you into heaven? He said, are you kidding me? I said, well, let me ask you this. Do you believe in the devil? He goes, oh yeah, evil is so obvious in the world. There's a lot of evil. I believe in the devil. I said, do you think the devil is going to be in heaven? He goes, of course not. I said, well, the devil believes in God and the devil believes in Jesus. The devil knows that Jesus is the Son of God. That's why he put him on the cross. He wanted to kill him. He wanted to destroy the Messiah. Do you think Satan is going to be in heaven? No. So obviously believing in God and believing in Jesus as the Son of God is not enough to get you into heaven because even the devil believes that. And he goes, well, where is that in the Bible? So I showed him. I showed him James 2:19, where it says, you say you have faith, for you believe that there is one God. Good for you. Even the demons believe this, and they tremble in terror. But you're not going to find them in heaven. Why? Because it's more than just a head knowledge. We've got to go back to what that word believe actually means. In the Greek, the word believe means more than just knowing about something. It means to trust in, to cling to rely on, to adhere to commit to. Big difference. It's a heart commitment. We all know there are various levels of knowledge. For instance, there's real shallow knowledge. We know about celebrities, but we don't know them. I know about Taylor Swift. I don't know Taylor Swift personally, but I know who she is, believe she exists. But I've never given my life to Taylor Swift or Travis Kelce. I just believe they exist. A lot of people believe that Jesus exists. They've just never given their life to him. If you're married, you know your husband or wife. That's the kind of knowledge and intimacy. When I say, I believe in my wife, it's more than I just believe that she exists. It means I trust her. I'm committed to her. I rely on her. I love her with all my heart. That's the kind of meaning believe means in Scripture. It means to trust in, to cling to rely on, to adhere to. So here's the application questions for you. How does what Jesus did on the cross impact your daily life? What's the difference between believing God exists and committing your life to him? How can you actively commit, trust, and grow in a relationship with God this week? I'm going to be praying for you as you think about those questions. I hope you have a great day today. I'll see you next time. God bless.